And I had a whole armload of personal things to take. It was little books and everything. You needed everything but the kitchen sink when you started out. But I went back to the front of the car, and as I opened the front of the car, all of the gang, and I couldn't begin to tell you how many. Maybe there was only a dozen, but it looked like 1,000. All came right up and rushed to the back of the car and started helping themselves. They was just going to take it.
Now, where was this? Was it at the grocery, or did
It was, my car was parked just, they had a, the store had a little porch deal on it with about 5 steps that you run up to get into the door of the store. Mm-hmm. And my car was parked just as close to that as it, it was parked real close.
There. I see.
And I don't know. I was too excited. It's kind of like, I imagine if you ever have a wreck, I never had one, but if you ever had a wreck, you can't tell the truth about it. You know, you don't know how it happened. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how this happened. But I did get in the store, and without, well, like I said, it was quite a day in this slow community, because the food was coming, see? And then that meant, well, anyway, there was others in there, and this Mr. took a gun and went out. And I don't know, because I was in the store. I was scared. And he went out, and he and whoever else was in the store, the other men, got all of these ones that was just going to rob the place away from it, and they carried the food into the store and set me up back. This store even had feed in it and flour and all those things, and he set me up a little place, a little table right back where only one at a time could go in, mm-hmm. and took that food back in there, and he stayed guard all that day.
Is that right?
To protect it, and I gave it away, and two of his boys, and one of them wasn't very big. We laughed about this. He was so little, he was scared too. But anyhow, two of his boys helped me. He put them back there and helped me to give this food away.
Now, what made them so mad, or what made them do that?
They wasn't getting as much. They didn't want to take what you would give them. And they wanted to help themselves and just take it home and divide it, mm-hmm. as I understood it. Well, and they wasn't just going to let the government come in there and tell them what they could have.
I see. Was this after the spoiled meat?
Yes.
I see.
We always felt in the administration, it was, we had a representative out of Little Rock then for a little while here. And the food was handled differently. We always went to a store, not at, and we never dispersed it anymore from the back of the car.
Mm-hmm. The people who did that, were they from the college or not?
They were mixed.
Mixed.
But they was the leaders.
The leaders.
They felt
college.
That, I don't know if they traced that by names or anything, but they felt that it was the promotion in the of the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely from the result of having to throw away the meat.
I see. Uh-huh.
And this man, this Mr. I must tell you, he really was perfectly wonderful. I just can still see him and talk. In fact, I go down and visit them right yet now and tell them we have great times about talking about it. And he even sent two of the boys in a truck